Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Right, as I said, I was out in Baldoyle Training Centre today to visit the people in the Bicycle Engineering Academy, which is run by Marty Mannering, and Marty joins me in studio. Marty, you got on TOS.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and it's around this time of the year, Leaving Cert results today or tomorrow, the CAO offers, all that sort of thing. And you specifically wanted to say something and give a message out there, and that is...
Oh, yeah. Look, I mean, the thing about bike technicians and bike mechanic courses, Ray, are that people think they're going on a puncture-fixing course. Well, they're not. They're going on an engineering programme that happens to be run through the medium of learning all about bikes. And now these days, of course, not just... Bikes aren't just for Christmas. You know, you're looking at electric bikes, electric scooters, top-of-range bikes, carbon fibre bikes, hydraulics, pneumatics, electronics. It's all engineering stuff.
But you wanted, I suppose, people to consider... apprenticeships, as opposed to what the default position seems to be now is university, academics, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is what we're trying to do because 4 years ago, we developed the first ever what you'd call full-time engineering bicycle programme. Instead of just a short bicycle technicians programme to learn how to fix your bikes or work in a bike shop, a full engineering programme where you actually design. So you do all the design work, all the hand manufacturing work, learning how to weld, learning how to do trigonometry and geometry, learning about pneumatics and hydraulics and electronics. All of that comes out of a bike. Never mind the design work and what we were just discussing before we went on air.
Yeah.
The ergonomics, the bike fitting, all of this. And would you believe, up until we did that here in Limerick, in Ireland, nowhere in the world, not the Netherlands, not America, not the UK, not anywhere, had a full-time bicycle engineering program. Right. So I had to check this out all over the world, and I'm in the game a long time. And when I did this, the handmade bike companies around the world, in the UK and Germany and these places that I know, right out as far as Dubai, you know, they were saying to me, no, there's nowhere. And right. If you did this... this would be the first time we'd actually have a bank of proper engineering students.
So you've been in Ireland more than 30 years.
Yeah.
And what was the motivation for setting up the academy? Was there a lack of trained personnel?
No.
Right.
I don't know if you know too much about it. I ended up, I went on Dragon's Den
right.
in 2014.
Uh-huh.
Now, I was in the bike game before that, from the shed at the back of the house, as well as being a full-time fireman, actually. And so I set this business up. Like that. I was the first electric bike company in the country
right.
28 years ago, when bikes were 60 kilos in weight with car batteries on them, you know. So the electric bike is nothing new. So I did that. And the one thing that was told to me by an old scoutmaster of mine when I lived in the northeast of England, he said, if you want to start a business, it's easy. Just think of something nobody else is doing
right.
and become the best at it. And, you know, it never left me. And maybe I got that entrepreneurial spirit from that dreadful time in the early 80s in the UK, in the north of England. But I really never lost that. And then I went forward and thought, if I'm going to do something, I want to do something for myself that really is going to grow and has a huge future. Now, it's taken I'm like Boyzone here, you know, the overnight success that took 20 years,
this sort of thing.
But, you know, that's where it come from. And it has to be something that, you know, this isn't even a national thing that we have developed here. Like, it's taken me out to Dubai. I go tomorrow back to Spain for 3 weeks, delivering courses there. But it all started here. And it is a global language, the bicycle, when it comes to engineering training.
Mm. And of course, over the last 15, 20 years, the bike to work scheme, a lot more people have bikes now than they would have had. And of course, because they're getting more sophisticated, they require more qualified people to service them. What was the situation before you set up the academy, the Bicycle Engineer Academy? Like, where do people get their qualifications
from?
Nothing.
And it came about, actually, it's a nice sort of segue into it because I work from the garage at the back of my house with a full-fledged business in Sherwood and everything else. But I did get to thinking, you know, if somebody come at me here and said, you fixed my kid's bike and they went head over the heels and the wheel fell off, you know, where does it leave me? And where it did leave me was having to go to England and pay £3,500
right.
for 2 weeks to get a bike mechanic qualification. Because there was nothing. There wasn't a single facility in Ireland. So when I came back, I set that up privately and started the first with the City and Guilds International Qualification in Bike Mechanics.
Right.
I set up the first training centre here. But then it was one of these two stories, actually, with, you know, it was fantastic and it was starting to gather a little bit of momentum and all the rest of it. But people had to pay me privately. You know, they'd come along for a week, get paid privately, and off we went. I might have two students, one student, three students, whatever. But people that really like yourself, someone really into bikes, wanting to go do it, cashed up a few quid, came along, enjoyed the week, and that was that, and they got a qualification out of it. But then I was coming back genuinely on a Ryanair flight, and I started thinking about this thing. You know, a week, this qualification is 20 years old that City and Guilds has. And it does what it's supposed to do. But bikes have evolved so much in the last... I've seen more development in the last 3 years than the last 30. So I started writing down the engineering outcomes on the back of an envelope, and I had to flick the envelope over, you know, with everything, you know, carbon fibre, titanium, right. You know, doing all the wheel building, all the electronics, all of these things. And I kept writing everything down, leather work for Brook Saddles and, you know, rubber work and all of these different things, never mind the paint spring and all of that sort of stuff as well. So I thought, here is a huge engineering program. And I sent it off to City and Guilds in London, and they invited me to come and talk to them. So we came up with a sort of a collection of qualifications that you could gain if we let a student come onto the course over a 30-week period, full-time, 5 days a week. And over that period, you would design, first of all. So you've got to become, you know, you've got to get design training, so computer-aided design training and 3D modelling. So you do that first, then you do the bike fitting, then you move on, and then you start doing all the transferable skills into any engineering world, like learning how to braze and weld and set things up properly and measure properly and, you know, drill straight and CNC machines and lathes. That was the start of it all.
And in the year-long course, full-time course, you build your own bike.
It's 30 weeks.
30 weeks, you build your own bike.
Yeah, you design it, build it, keep it, and then leave with three international qualifications that'll take you straight into second year of university. That's my point. That's why I wrote to you. Because not only is it great fun, we have a 97% attendance rate. We've smashed every educational record anywhere that you can read about internationally that people want to stay. Our big problem is people come in late and go home early. That's it. Sorry, I meant to say that the other way around. People come in early and go home late. They're sitting outside the door when we get there and we can't get them out. It does have its own sort of success because of that. But it's the implement of the bike. The bike, who doesn't love it?
A bike?
Yeah, who doesn't love getting involved? Everyone's got an attraction to it.
Yeah, I met some of the students. Now, this course, this is phase two. So just explain that.
Right. So you've got two very, before you play something on this, you've got two very different things. You've got a short course, which is 4 weeks long, which is 3 weeks online and 1 week in-house.
Okay.
That's a specific offering to anybody.
Okay.
Then you've got the 30-week full engineering programme. That's in Limerick only, in a specialist centre of excellence. Right, and that's what
So we were out in Baldoyle Training Centre. It's part of the Educational Training Board, ETB. So as well as your little bicycle engineering academy, there's electricians being trained, there's mechanics being trained, baristas, hairdressers, all that. It's a big training centre out there. And do people have to pay for this course?
No, well, that's the beauty of the ETB. So they did have to pay me many years ago.
Yes.
But once I took it to the ETB, you know, they have budgets to fund this sort of thing, which I didn't know about then. So now people are so surprised, and it's a real big message to get across. People, nobody has to pay for this, you know, whether, no matter who you are.
And a lovely group of people.
Always are.
First I met Kevin.
My name's Kevin. Background is electronic engineer. And so I'm at the latter end of working now at the moment. So I'm doing this because I do a good few charity cycles. And we usually have nobody on it that knows much about bicycles. So I suppose I'll be the technical expert or semi-technical expert. And at least this way, when we have breakdowns, be they electrical assist or standard bikes, we know what to do. It's all for a good cause. We usually do it for the hospice, and we've done a few, and probably do a few more, you know, so.
So that's Kevin's motivation. Mm. He's nearly retired, and he's helping out a charity. At the other end was Evan.
My name's Evan. Well, I'm 17. I'm just going into sixth year now, so I'm quite a fair bit younger than everyone else who does the course. But I think it's brilliant. You could be on the course with someone who's 60, could be on the course with someone the same age as you. I'm on the course because I'm very passionate about bikes since a very young age. I always liked working on them. I like working how to tinker on them, learning how they work, seeing how things work. I have a very strong interest in mechanical engineering. So that's just about it.
Yeah. And today they were working on an e-bike.
Yeah, so that's stage two of the short course programme. There's three stages.
Right.
The standard bicycle mechanics at the beginning, if you come back again then and do the same thing again, another 3 weeks online and 1 week in-house, e-bikes, hydraulics and wheel building. And then you can go on to a third that we've now produced, which specifically looks at upskilling people that have done the first two courses into the whole serious e-bike and e-scooter technician world.
Fionn, we met next, and he's a bit like Evan in that his eye is on mechanical engineering.
Yeah, I love working on bikes. My dad's a cyclist, and I suppose I kind of got into bikes through fixing them before I started riding them, you know, and just all things, fixing things, fixing surfboards, fixing wetsuits, fixing bikes. That's what I like to do. So this is the second course I've done with the BEA, and I'm hoping to do the year-long course for the mechanical engineering diploma, just as a pathway into doing a full degree in mechanical engineering.
Everybody was very calm, Marty.
It's got that thing, I panicked once in my life. I think I was about four or something. I think the bike industry attracts that sort of clientele, I think. Yeah, There's no big panic in the world.
No,
and we can make everything happen.
Yeah. So mainly men. There was one woman, Iris.
Mm-hmm. My name is Iris. I am here mostly out of personal interest. So I've been an advanced paramedic for the last 15 years. I'm starting a master's in physiotherapy in September. And I had a bit of time, I suppose, and wanted to do something for myself, and started to do the first level bike mechanics course with the guys in Limerick. And now I'm here for level two, and I'm actually really enjoying it. Maybe if I'm lucky, I'll do a little bit of part-time work while I'm studying.
There you go. And I was sort of wanted to find out from Iris, like, what is it about the work with bikes?
Honestly, like, I love it. Like, we were building wheels yesterday, and it's a very kind of repetitive job where you, like, there's, I suppose, just counting to four and like turning little screws. There's not much kind of thinking about it, but the repetitive kind of handwork of it is actually really, I don't know if I can call it soothing, but like there's a sort of a meditative part to it that's just very enjoyable. And
yeah, very enjoyable and meditative.
Yeah, and it's, what you're referring to there, that the wheel building thing, it's not your standard bicycle mechanics task, if you like. You know, it's a bit more of a black art. It's one of those really interesting things. I had a really nice testimonial from a guy there just recently that's gone on to be an aircraft mechanic, which is the point of this interview, I think. He's gone on to be an aircraft mechanic, and he's top of the class the whole time with the skills he learned on a Bicycle Engineering Academy course, which is beautiful, because all of those really intricate, you know, pressures and measuring and calculating and the geometry and trigonometry and measuring spokes out to length and the ball bearing replacements that go on and all of that using torque wrenches. This is all transferable engineering skills.
Now, for the last two lads, I think it was reskilling and upskilling. Well, maybe reskilling.
My name is Noel McGee and I'm 50 years of age. I'm doing the course. Obviously, I worked at a bicycle shop many years ago when I was young, but I never had any qualifications for it. I left school before I'd done my leaving. And it's just something I wanted to get back into. And obviously, I never had any qualifications for it. Now, I do have my own business, and I'm currently working in that. We're based in Dunboyne. We're a bakery and deli and catering company. But I'm just looking for another side, something else with more of an interest for myself to do.
And probably a bike shop with a deli out the back. Yeah, a deli with a bike shop out the back.
Hey, I've got a pub with a bike shop out the back.
There you go.
As a matter of fact, the Academy is an old gastro pub. So there's a nice change in attitudes as they're all along.
And finally, my namesake.
How are you, Ray? I'm Ray Bean here from Nace originally, living in Cluny now. I'm doing this course. A great interest in bikes, always have. It's always great to be able to fix your own bike. Like, you could travel anywhere in the world if you're a bike mechanic. There's a lot to be said for working with a bit of sun on your back, you know, so that's my plan in a couple of years' time. Hopefully retire out to the likes of Spain or somewhere like that.
Oh man, Ray Bean from Nace. Yeah, and as you can hear from all, very calm, loving what they're doing out there.
Always, yeah, always. The bike industry is a really friendly industry, actually. You can ring people, I can couch surf across Europe if I want to. You know, because you're in the bike game, it does tend to be nice people that you meet all along the way. And you do get people coming on the course that have way, way, way higher qualifications in other subject matters, if you like. But it's constantly rare coming back when, particularly on the first course, when we have a little chat about who people are. I'd met all these guys before on the first course, but on the first course we chat and I'd ask them, you know, who they are, what do they do, tell the gang. You know, it's not like an Alcoholics Anonymous session, but it's all about, you know, why you're here, what you want to do.
Yes,
and there's 8 students, always 8 stories.
Yes.
And then you get people saying, a lot of the time, I've been doing this for years, I now just want to do something I love.
Right.
You know, and the point is, yes, the bike industry needs people, and we're working with industry closely all the time. You know, to do that, Decathlon actually approached us about looking for good, qualified people so they can up their game in their bikes department. So this is happening all over the place, and it has to. Yeah. Another area that I work in all the time is the whole litigation thing. And I'm the only bike engineer in the country that does engineering reports on bicycles for solicitors and goes to court and talks about what should have been done before bikes came out. And I think it is really important to get across the point, nobody's trying to wrap the industry up in red tape here. You know, grandfathers and fathers and people have to tinker and fiddle with their own bikes. But when it comes to professionally repairing bicycles as an actual
profession, there has to be a qualification.
Well,
a
yeah, and there has to be some professionalism there. Yeah, you know, it's got to be done.
So it's BEA.ie. And when people are looking around the place, if you're at that stage in your life for a career and maybe what you thought you wanted to do hasn't worked out, or maybe you're a couple of years into a course and that hasn't worked out, and maybe you always liked tinkering around, as Marty said, with bikes, this may be an option for you. And indeed, as well as the Bike Engineering Academy, there's loads of other options when it comes to apprenticeships and that sort of thing out there.
Cost is, and all the skills are transferable. But, you know, the one lasting point I'd like to leave behind, I think, is the fact that, you know, if you are the Leaving Cert crack at the moment, I'm listening to it this morning on the radio, all the problems and the disappointments. You know, there's a course here, the start in January, that'll give you a mechanical engineering diploma and some other stuff that you can go straight to university with. Yeah. 30 weeks. If you want to come along, you'll enjoy every minute of it, if you can scrounge your place on
and that. You can fix your mate's bike and your own bike as
all
well.
Of that.
Marty Mannering, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Ray.
I forgot to mention Mr. Mannering from
Dad's Army.
Dad's Army.
Yeah. We buried him.
Good luck, Marty.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.